One mu'min, a Muslim, a person with iman, the biggest assistance and help for us such sinful people, for a mu'min, the biggest shade and assistance and help that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, has given to us, and that is tawbah. Tawbah. Repentance. We sin, and we tire. We get tired of sinning. From morning till evening, we sin and we disobey Allah. Untold sins we commit. So many. Rather, we are so used to sinning that nowadays it doesn't even look like we are sinning. We don't feel like we're sinning. If somebody tells us, or somebody, that you're sinning, then so much anger comes into us. So much anger, we get angry. How can you say to me I'm sinning? Who are you to tell me that I am sinful or I'm sinning? Ajib, weird generation, weird era we are passing through. That you cannot tell somebody with ease, you know, nicely, that you're sinning, leave the sin. If you say to somebody that you're sinning, please leave the sin, it's as if you've created enmity with that person. Oh, you're my enemy, I'm not going to leave you. You insulted me, you swore at me. Nobody will take the positive feedback. But in reality, to be saved from sin, may Allah Ta'ala forgive the hal and the condition and the circumstances amongst the human beings and society today, very severe. Especially with those who have iman. That there's so many doors leading to sin, so many doors entering to sin, so many ways that shaitan with ease takes hold of a person, grabs hold of a person, recruits a person for sin. For sin, he doesn't want a person to do good deeds. He won't even let a person do, at the same time he's clever, a trickster, shaitan. He'll say, do good deeds as well, worship. But in parallel, he'll wipe away the good deeds by making that person commit sins. Makes him staunch on his practice. So in such a severe condition, a person, when he gets so sinful and then he sits and he'll become so hopeless, so he thinks, what will happen if I die? What will happen to me after I die? What's going to happen to me? That such big adab, punishments, Allah's mentioned in the Quran. Imagine the ugly appearance of Jahannam, where a sinful person will be chucked into, thrown into. The Quran is not wrong, the hadith are not wrong. Na'udhu billah, Allah Ta'ala's statements and orders are not wrong. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's statements are not wrong. His sayings are wrong. Rather, our nafs, our desires are wrong. Most of all, they don't allow us to accept what is right. Think, this thing that nobody likes or wants to burn in hellfire. Does do they? Does anyone? Of course nobody does. But this fire, for example, of this world, if we say, do you want to burn in a fire in this world? Nobody would even contemplate for a second being in the fire. But you can heat up all the fires in the world and combine them together. But compared to the fire of Jahannam, the fire in this world on planet Earth, you can consider it as a cool breeze. As a cool fresh breeze, the fire of the world. Compared to the hereafter, Jahannam, the fire in this world is very cool. If Allah Ta'ala said that I am going to send the sinful people into hellfire, I'm not going to leave them, that's it, they're going to be punished in hellfire. Imagine this verity, but there's one way out. There's a way out. There's an exit door to get out of the fire. Say Subhanallah. Say again Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And again say it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Because I'm telling you the way out. The assistance. The route. Exit route. That if you've got a bit of passion and you see a solution, a great solution, that big fire is about to come. Say Subhanallah. And the solution. Come on Jahannam, come. I'll tussle with you. Who are you in front of me? Come door of Jahannam. Let's see how you're going to get me into you. Say Subhanallah. Is Allah's rahmah great or is Jahannam big? Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look how shaitan makes a person lose all hope and passion. And Allah's rahmah. And if the rahmah is not with a mu'min and with a servant of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Subhanallah. So who will Allah's rahmah be with, my friends? If it's not going to be with an ummati, who's it going to be with then? But Allah Ta'ala has given us methods and means and ways to get to somewhere in this world. This is, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. I'm giving you sabab, asbab. Allah Ta'ala giving you tariqas, techniques, methods of how to get out of the problematic situation. Don't worry. If you're the biggest sinner of all, don't worry. Shaitan cannot do anything to you. Inshallah, with iman, you will depart this world. With iman. Don't worry. Do not lose hope. Nothing to fear. Nothing to worry about. Allah is Rahim, Kareem. You will go from this world walking, smiling, laughing into Jannah Paradise. But just one action to do. One action. What's that? That's why we're sat here, isn't it? We have no other objective of coming here. This majlis is the gathering of Allah. It's a gathering of love. Don't fear the gatherings of Allah, the majalis of Allah. That's why we come and we talk about how to get out of these problems. Where's the entry into Jannah? How can we stumble into paradise? So that path and that method I'll explain to you today. So Allah Ta'ala says, okay, I am Rahim, Kareem, and I will tell you such a method. If you adopt it, implement it, nobody will go into Jahannam. You will get tired of sinning. You can do so many sins that the amount of sins you committed are more than the foam on the sea. Even then I will open the door of paradise for you. Allah Ta'ala says, will there be anyone more sinful than this? There can't be anyone sinning like this. The sins are filled between the heavens and the earth. We are solid friends of shaitan, but we're not that bad, are we? We're not that bad. Come on. So, what is it that will give us assistance and give us a route away from Jahannam and a way out and an exit? And that's what Allah has given to us. And there's only one way, and that is Tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Say it loudly, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Tawbah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that you can commit as many sins as you're able to fill up the gap between the heavens and the earth with sins and say, Allah, forgive me. Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive you. Allah is Kareem. Otherwise, can we be saved from Allah Ta'ala's punishment? Is there any chance we have? So powerful is this action of Tawbah that Shaitan's trickery finishes off straight there and then. He gets cold. I tried so much. I gave him alcohol, made him do zina, adultery, stealing, banditry. I gave him haram to consume. I made him fat and big with sins. And once he said Tawbah and all the sins have been evaporated, Shaitan will be shocked. What's this? That his sins have evaporated like thin air. They've gone. And suddenly from Jahannam, he's gone into paradise, into Jannah. And there's no sign of his sins remaining. Nothing left. Everything's gone. Everything's disappeared. Says Shaitan. He's taken aback. Have you understood everything up to here now? Isn't it? Allah's given us a great solution and way out. And we get it all the time. Continuous. Now we're sat here. After this, what will we get? After sitting in this masjid, we'll get jalebis or laddu, sweet. No, we'll get maghfirah from Allah. Allahu Akbar. Maghfirah. Forgiveness. Tell me, do you want laddus, mitai, or do you want maghfirah? Forgiveness. Maghfirah. Allahu Akbar. What else do we need? Nothing. And we sat here, you know, we've done bad deeds, sins, and maybe junglies, we are like animals, others who maybe didn't want to come here, sit here, what's going on here today? Let's look what's going on. In that thought process, somebody, poor soul, he would have sat down, he didn't come like this, he thought, what's this? I don't know what's dhikr, I came to pray salah. Who's these? What are they saying here? These people with the imamah's turbans, what are they doing here? And he just stays and looks, what's going on? Allah says, put his name first on the list of those who are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. What the angels say, Allah, how can this be? This individual, he had no link with this gathering. He didn't come for this event. He didn't know what is dhikr. Why is he being forgiven? He doesn't even know how to recite Bismillah properly. You recite the verses. Allah says, this is the point. Don't you know that this majlis is a guest of such a great gathering? Allah says, that this majlis is so blessed. This is hadith, my friends. This majlis is so blessed, so blessed, so blessed, that even if a person stumbles into this gathering, he'll be forgiven. Stumbles. Imagine. Allah says that these are the guests of the majlis of dhikr of Allah, the gathering of dhikr of Allah. If a person just stumbles into the gathering, he's forgiven. So imagine those who come prepared to the gathering, who from morning were getting ready. I'm going to reduce my worldly actions today. Okay, I'll work less today. I'll drive the taxi less today. And phone calls come from friends. Oh, can I meet you tonight, bro? It's really important. We need to meet up. Some important points to discuss. He says, why? Why not? He says, no, let's meet tomorrow. I'm a bit busy tonight. He can't lie, can he? So he says to his friend or colleague, I can't meet tonight. He says, okay, all right, we'll delay tomorrow, but you'll lose out. If we met today, it'd be better. He says, no. And he's preparing for tonight, for the majlis. It's Thursday night of Jummah. We'll sit down, do dhikr, and he'll have reduced his worldly actions. He'll have kicked his laziness into touch. He'll reduce his work. People like that come to this majlis, don't they? When I say majlis, thousands and tens of thousands of others will be listening. In the whole world, people will be listening. People listening everywhere. Somebody will be sleeping time 3 a.m., 2 a.m. in Pakistan. And even today, if you phone and check, people in Pakistan are waking up at this time, listening, taking part in the majlis. So what's this? So will they leave this gathering empty-handed? No. What will they get? Say it. Maghfirah. Forgiveness. And we don't want anything. We think we're free. That we've achieved the time of maghfirah, when we'll be desperate for maghfirah. Allah say, come here, those who are forgiven in the hereafter. Imagine when that announcement will be made, the call will be made by brothers, my friends, then we'll realize what is maghfirah. Forgiveness. Today you say, oh, give me a plot, 2 houses, forget about maghfirah deen. Let's get land and plots and money. That time when a person will be desperate to hear when he's near the fire, Jahannam and Jahannam, the fire will be raging and enraging and tossing up, flames will be coming near us. And Allah will say, go, I've forgiven you, go into paradise. Allah, let's pray. If only we are included amongst those people who are forgiven, we hear that call, that announcement, Allah invites us to our ears with that announcement, that call. That time we'll realize the value of that call, that Allah will say, go, I've forgiven you, I've forgiven you. Or ask those people who are in the grave now, who've died. If you go to the graveyard, ask those people on the night of Jummah who are buried in their graves, what will be their hal, their condition? May Allah forgive. May Allah forgive everyone, everywhere in the graves. And what will be their circumstances in the grave? They're only 3 or 4 feet below the surface of the earth when we bury them. Yes, no water, rivers didn't flow in their graves, did it? It wasn't that deep. Yet 3, 4 feet below the earth they are. They're buried. And what will be their condition, situation, scenario in the grave? They used to sit with us in the world, used to have gatherings, gupshup, talking, gossiping, eating, drinking, programs in the night, and friendships, and it was ease, everything. And now they're a few feet below the earth. They've died, and they're listening. If only, they're saying, if only there's a person who is in a majlis who knows me, who's in this gathering of dhikr, if he can recite my name and ask for my forgiveness and do a deed for my sake, if only I had a son today. And look at that person in the grave next to me. He's enjoying himself, he's rejoicing. Why? There's nur in his grave. He'll say, what's happening? He'll say, oh, my son, he went to the gathering, majlis of dhikr today. Some man took him, a brother invited him. He raised his hands and did dua for me. Allah forgive my father. So Allah forgive me in my grave today. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. This is the link of this world with the hereafter. Direct connection. This is the link of our relatives who in this world and those who have died. Don't forget anyone, my brothers. Don't forget anyone. Will you forget? That if you have come from India to here, will you forget those who are in India? If you've left Bangladesh to come here, will you forget the people in Bangladesh? How can you forget? How can you leave them? 3 or 4 feet down below the earth's surface, they've been buried and we've forgotten them. Do a favor for them. Remember your friends. Raise your hands for your friends and relatives. You must have been a friend with someone in the world at some stage. Somebody must have been linked with you, related to you at some stage, who's died. We even forget our own parents who've died and gone to the grave. Put your hands up, tell me that in the 5 times salah, who did dua that Allah forgive my parents 5 times today? Who raised his hands today and recited Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times and sent the reward to his parents, say Allah forgive? How long does it take to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas today on this night of Jummah? Promise to Allah Ta'ala that Allah, the most easiest deed, the biggest favor on me and you is our mother. Yes, who 270 days kept you and held you in her womb. She sealed you in her womb. How many days? 270 days she carried you, the burden, the weight. What a massive favor of the mother on us. And they are saying, and such a big favor, we say to Allah, Allahumma Rabbi arhamuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allah has used the word Rabb, either with himself or with the parents. That Allah forgive my parents. And we are so shameful. We have no shame that we will recite that after the 5 fard salah today, after the fard salah, after saying salam, did we recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times, say Allah forgive my mother and forgive my father? Did we do this dua? Allah Ta'ala says that I look at that person when he does that dua, when he does such a dua for his parents. Allah says, I look at that person, I glance at the person, they are forgiven, the parents, but I love that individual so much who's doing the dua that I forgive him first. Promise. I told you this is a practical amal and majlis. This is a lecture speech and you'll leave empty handed. Practical majlis. Everyone put your hands up. Promise that after every fard salah, 3 times you'll recite Surah Ikhlas and you'll send the thawab to your parents. Put your hands up. Don't become animals, monkeys. It's not hard. This task is not hard. Is it hard to recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times? Even a child knows. Qul wal wahad. Allahu samad. Surah Ikhlas. Shaitan will make us forget this action. If he makes us forget, then recite these 3 times Surah Ikhlas after you've left the masjid, on the way home, wherever. But 5 times a day, recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times and send the thawab to your parents. I'll include it with you. Don't forget. Do this action. 3 times Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allah, send this thawab to my mother and father. Send the thawab to my mother and father. Ya Allah, forgive them. My passion and belief says, not hadith or Quran, I'm not saying, when a person like this dies who has done this action, then inshallah my yaqeen says that the doors of Jannah will open for that person. Subhanallah. Such a great action this is. Okay, well, maybe our salah we do these amal, adamal. Look at these deeds as well. These deeds are valuable deeds. Remembering others, such a big approach to make your salah accepted, you have to make a lot of toil and struggle. Today, Allah will say, what have you got? Did you pray salah correctly in the morning, the way you should have prayed salah? Do you remember what you prayed, recited in the salah? We just made it a habit, praying salah. Okay, that's fine. It's a good thing with Allah's fadl and blessing. This is not a minor action that we bop up and down and pray salah. But reality is that it's Allah's rahmah that's allowing us to pray. Allah's mercy that we're going through the exercises and the postures of salah. We're not praying salah properly. We are not fulfilling the rights of salah. Maybe Allah will say, Allah's rahmah will be aroused, and Allah will say, okay, fine, you prayed salah, I forgive you. But salah is a big responsibility. We think our salah is fulfilled. The salah that we pray, look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu salah. He was the great example of a human being who prayed salah. Yes? So, we are dependent, we are desperate for Allah's rahmah. How can we present these salah that we pray to Allah and hope for salvation and forgiveness? Can we? We'll get nothing for these salah. But these other deeds that I'm telling you, for example, Surah Ikhlas 3 times, and recite Surah Ikhlas and send the thawab, ithali thawab to your parents, is such a great action that you'll be forgiven, beyond forgiven. This hadith, I remember, so I'll come to this topic, because the topic's gone to this side now, mashallah, very great action Allah's made us do today, a great action we're doing. There's so many people, their salah rectification is taking place, that we've forgotten our parents. And even if our parents are alive, do the dua for them as well. Not that they will die and will ask Allah Ta'ala to give the dua for them. Don't we want the dua to go to our parents who are alive? Of course we do. If they're alive, do dua for their health and for their forgiveness. Allah, please send this thawab of my deeds to their record deeds as well. Include this deed in their book of records. We'll do this, brothers. True promise? Good. Okay. So, this great gift Allah's given to us. What's this gift? The action of what? What is it? Istighfar, repentance, tawbah. That it will cool down and extinguish the fire of Jahannam. But remember, astaghfar Allah always gives opportunities for asking for forgiveness. We do dua, if we do dua, we say Allah, tawbah, tawbah, Allah, forgive us, tawbah, tawbah. Always we are trying. Now Ramadan will come soon, a pious person will come, or we'll do dhikr, or read Quran, or salah in the morning. Or Jummah will come Friday. Mulana Sahib will do dua, istighfar, forgiveness everyone. We'll put our hands up. Every time we'll have an opportunity for asking Allah Ta'ala forgiveness. And the most haseen dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us the most beautiful opportunity to do tawbah. That to take the hand of the Shaykh and to do tawbah. This is mustanid tawbah. Ongoing tawbah, permanent. To take the hand of the Shaykh, the teacher, the guide that Allah Ta'ala introduces you to. The Quran, in the verse in the Quran says that this is guaranteed tawbah. If you put your hand into the hand of the Shaykh, do tawbah to Allah, repent to Allah. Straight, soon as you do that, as soon as Allah gives you a chance, mashallah, all of you brothers who are sitting, I can see those brothers who have done this action, who have done tawbah, bayah, at the hand of the Shaykh. But remember one point. Remember. That this tawbah, the acceptance of this tawbah, there are signs of the acceptance of tawbah. Look, happens sometimes my dhikr been accepted. There are no feelings for the acceptance of dhikr. There's no feeling, is your dhikr accepted? Is it good, on a good level? There is no sign of acceptance that you're sitting doing dhikr and your heart is cool, you feel enjoyment, tears are coming from your eyes. This is not the sign of the acceptance of dhikr. These ibadat, there's no sign of acceptance like this. I'll tell you the sign of acceptance of these ibadat, of dhikr. That the sign of the acceptance of tawbah. If you've done tawbah, repentance, then we need to ask and question ourselves, what is the sign of tawbah? Has it come into my life? What's the sign of the acceptance of my tawbah? Is it in my life? If it's not, then I need to bring it into my life. And tatuba alayya. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a great dua. And gave us a good dua and a great dua. Allahumma inni asaluka fi'l al-khayrati tayyibati wa tarkal munkarati. وحب المساكين وأن تتوب علي سبحان الله. It's a beautiful dua. That when a person does tawbah, then after tawbah, when he does true tawbah, when his tawbah is accepted, what's the meaning of tawbah is accepted? That he's done tawbah from his heart. That Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness. I leave my sin. And I'm not going to do the sin again. Even if he does it again, fair enough. But when he does tawbah that time, he said these three things. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said these three things. So what is his tawbah? It's mustanid tawbah. Subhanallah. After this tawbah, it's lazim. It's lazim. Essential. It's lazim that his feeling should be like they say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That we need to test our feeling. The people who've done tawbah, they should feel as it says. This feeling of us, our condition, our feelings, emotions come towards this side. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the hadith. It's a lazim essential, just like that if you drink water, it's essential obviously that your thirst is quenched. Yes, drinking water equals thirst quenched. Lazim, you go to sleep equals tiredness gone away, sleep fulfilled. Yes, so lazim means if you do an action, a cause, then there's an effect that's present. So when you do tawbah, repent, then there's lazim essential that the effect is present, isn't it? Tayyibat, first thing, tayyibat, Allahu Akbar. Tawbah, soon as you do tawbah, what does it generate? That person becomes pure inside, totally. Allahu Akbar. The question does arise, if Allah Ta'ala is saying that to your roots, to your veins, to your nerves, I give that feeling. And if you did sin decades ago, through the years, you did sins in hiding, the most severe sins, bad sins. Allah says, I'm your Rabb. I don't just forgive you, but I transform your sins into good deeds. So when a person does tawbah, asal tawbah, proper tawbah, I've heard this from many people, they say, Hazrat, suddenly after doing tawbah, I felt a bit different, unique and weird, until a week. Men and women, they're feeling emotions, sometimes they're crying, smiling, the emotions go through ups and downs, topsy-turvy, and the heart inside becomes so soft and tender. And this is the proof, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, first effect of doing tawbah is that tayyibat, that you feel in your heart goodness, refreshment, just like when you sit in a car, when you've cleaned your car, cleaned the seats, vacuumed the floor, the seats, and when the car comes back from the MOT, the service center, and it's been serviced and overhauled, looked at, and it happens to me like this, when you sit in the car, nice smell, fresh, and the steering wheel's shining, the seats are clean, and the upholstery's clean, the dashboard. Why? What's happened? They've just serviced the car, washed the car, cleaned the car, the seats inside, the interior, exterior, the MOT, the service. Person sits in the car, feels changed, nice and fresh, isn't it? So in the same way, when a person does tawbah, then the dirt from many years impurities is removed, are removed. Such dirt, impurities, that Jahannam is burning in rage inside us. Shaitan, so many shaitans inside us, and inside our heart and soul is full of smell and stench. So much stench that the smell of excrement and urine is nothing compared to that. This is the urine of shaitan inside. This is the abode of jinnat and the excrement and the urine. All is collected and gathered and the stench is inside. But our Mawla Allah, when He cleans us, purifies us due to tawbah, then the fragrance and the beautiful smell of Jannah comes inside the person. Then the person's changed. He thinks, I don't know what's happened to me. I'm feeling enjoyment. And he says to his friends, do tawbah. I went to Hazrat and I did tawbah at his hands and I felt good and I felt light. I left the sins. And after a while, some days, that person comes back to normality, comes back to earth, down to earth. Allah's Nabi said, Tayyibat anta tub alay. So what's the first sign of tawbah? That he feels, that person feels that I've changed inside. Then the second effect. Tar wa tarakal munkarat. Then he feels that he wants to leave the sins. He wants to shun the sins. He starts to reject the sins. He doesn't like sinning. If he smokes before, he says, I don't like smoking. It smells automatically. The dislike of him, he likes watching films. And he says, no, I don't feel like watching now. I want to go to sleep, because he's become pure inside. So he doesn't like wrong actions, wasting time, futile actions. Inside, he doesn't accept that he wants to do bad. Allahu Akbar. So inside, he doesn't accept that he wants to do the sins. And he's not used to inside. It's not suitable for him anymore, compatible. Nobody is telling him. But his tawbah is saying that, Yaar, I don't feel like committing the sins anymore. Adhan, Salah Adhan, he hears it. And no one tells him, but he feels that, oh, I want to get up in the morning, pray Salah. What difference does it make? His nafs is taking him somewhere else. But his tawbah is taking him to the positive side, to good deeds. So this is the power and strength of tawbah, my friends. It's very great and solid. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the true tawbah. The strength of tawbah. Those people say, no, I can't leave the sins. I can't do this action. I can't do that action. Then the tawbah is not good, my friends. It's not strong. Tawbah is such a great action that it cools down Jahannam. Will it not cool down your sins then? If it will cool down Jahannam, of course it will. How can it not cool down your sins? Allah has given us a great assistance and method that is always with you, will never let you do sins. Tarakal munkarat wa tarakal munkarat. That your sins, big sins, you say, oh Allah, give me abandonment of the bad ones, of the sins. One day will come that you won't even think about sinning the whole day. The world is busy in singing, music, and they're enjoying their singing and their music. They can't sleep. I saw people that they wouldn't fall asleep until they put their music into their ears. They couldn't hear the blast of the music in their ears or their home, or if they didn't see a film and go to sleep. Allahu Akbar. When he takes the hand of the shaykh and does tawbah, it's true tawbah I speak about. Subhanallah. They don't even realize, what's this nonsense I was doing before? Waste of time activities. They put the fingers in their ears, they want to see this. You know, just like they hear bad words, they feel like that, oh, these bad noises, I don't want to see this. Oh, what a waste of time, futile. Wrong actions, start hating, disliking sins. So, never will the dirt disappear. How can I leave alcohol? How can I leave adultery, fornication, a mu'min in his heart? Doesn't matter how many sins he commits, but he desires, he wants to leave this. Remember this point, never a person want to sin purposely. Doesn't matter how sinful a person is. But he will never be satisfied with his sins. He'll commit sins, implement sins, but he'll never be content. Never be satisfied. He'll say, Yaar, don't know when I'm going to leave these sins, when I'm going to get free, I'm fed up of this. And then he'll drink alcohol again. And he's saying it, I don't like this. And he'll smoke drugs again or take drugs again. He knows it's a dirty, impure action. My health is being diminished. Then he'll strike and light a cigarette again and smoke it. Why? The one action will make a person leave a sin. If he takes the hand of the wali and does true tawbah Allah, how can he not leave the sin then? How can he not leave the sin? He got Quran supporting him. And Rasulullah's statement promised them, how can he not leave the sin? Of course he'll leave the sin. So powerful and is the action of the Baba. But we don't do it. Even if we put the hand in the hand of the Shaykh inside the heart, we're saying, no, I've taken his hand outwardly, I'm doing bayah, but I can't leave these sins. It's too hard. Allah's listening to everything. Allah's wali, he doesn't have ilmul ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen, but Allah knows everything. So that person's doing tawbah, and he knows that wali of Allah is near him, he's doing tawbah, but inside he doesn't have that desire, he doesn't want to, he's not sincere. So tarak al-munkarat, the second thing, what a beautiful dua and hadith, look at this great hadith. The third thing is beautiful, my friends. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the third quality that comes into a person of doing tawbah, that's a great quality. And that's the theme of today. This is the ruh, the spirit of our iman, the soul of our belief. The soul of our belief is now being taught. And what is that? Beautiful quality. وَحُبُّ الْمَسَاكِينَ وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ. Love with the masakeen, love of the poor. Allahu Akbar, what a great quality in a person who's done tawbah. Not that you start praying tahajjud, you go on umrah, you go on hajj and you do this, and this is the sign of tawbah. No. Has it been mentioned in this dua? In this hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, what? Rasulullah said, وَتَرَكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. He'll leave the sins, he'll abandon the sins. But he didn't say he'll do 10 hajj, 15 hajj, he'll recite Quran this many times, he'll do this and that. Nowhere has it been mentioned this dua in this hadith that this is the sign of tawbah. Here he said, وَتَرَكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. He'll abandon the sins. And the makhluk, the masakeen, the poor people, he will love those people. He will start to love those people. Allahu Akbar. And here, there's an event, a fresh event I read. Recent incident. Very recent. The Prime Minister of Pakistan at this moment in time. What's his name? I can't remember. What's his name? Khan. Imran Khan. Yes. So, until today, my heart is still enjoying and happy due to this event. How a human being can be a good human being. Yes, just some days ago, the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince came. He visited Pakistan. Obviously, Pakistan is a poor country. Money's run out. The treasure chest has run out. The bank balance is down. Prime Minister is being criticized. Our country is suffering. There's no money. We've got nothing. The people have looted the country, plundered it. And now who's coming visiting? The Crown Prince. So when the Crown Prince came, he's close to him. He's a friend of his. And he had an opportunity, isn't it? He could have taken advantage, asked for money. We need to run these industries, launch these business projects and ventures. But look at his kamal, the achievement of this human being. People in the world might be against him. I don't deny that, but I'll tell you a guarantee due to this incident that nobody can affect this person at all. No one. I'm not looking at his salah. I'm not looking at his hajj. I'm looking at this hadith. Hubbul masakeen. Allahu Akbar. What did he do? He did an ajeeb action. Beautiful action. There are such moments. Leaders ask, oh, we want our industries to be launched, new business ventures, joint ventures. We want money in our bank. Please, can you give us this many visas? Give me a benefit. And what does he say when he stood there in front of the Crown Prince? In the meeting, all his cabinets there. And what's he asking from the Crown Prince? From the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Think, imagine. And how was he asking? With humility, humbleness. I'm giving an example. He's not a relative of mine, nor am I into politics, nor do I have any alliances, allegiances. But I'm just telling you with sadaqat, honesty, that what people, Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to improve a nation, how He brings people to the fore. How He raises people. Do you meet people like this today? Can you see people like this? Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to make a nation to make it revived and make it great and to make it prosperous. Then Allah Ta'ala, He selects people. Allah wants to do this. And Pakistan is the center focal point country of the Islamic countries. So, this individual, look at him. I have total hope in this person that he will become a great personality, individual. He will achieve. So, what question did he ask? He didn't ask for anything else. He didn't ask for any commodity. He had tears in his eyes. He put his hands forward. He pleaded with humility. He went onto the ground. Or he was bowing with humility or pleading with humility. Just like, you know when a beggar asks for something? Like a beggar, he pleads. He was crying and he was pleading that respectful Crown Prince asked you for one thing. He said, what is it? What is it you want? What is it you need? He said, personal request from you. He said, what? He said that there are 3,000 prisoners from my country who are in your prisons. Please release them. Hubbal masakeen. What is this love for the poor? 3,000 prisoners, those prisoners who are in the prisons of Saudi Arabia, and you know that whoever goes into prison there, he's gone. Poor, miskeen. And the words that he said is that, oh Crown Prince, that they are very poor, there's no one to ask about them, to inquire about them, they have no solicitor, wakil, lawyer, nobody will help them, assist them, they have little children here, what will be their hal? When I think about them, I cannot go to sleep. For years they may be in prison, for the sake of Allah, please forgive them and release them. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, his mouth, the jaw dropped of the Crown Prince, is this a human being? What's he asking me for? What's he asking for? Subhanallah. That what does he have? What link does he have with those people? What connection does he have? What vote will they give to him? That these big shots and the big businessmen and ministers, he should ask for their assistance and help and influence. But these are the people who worry about the people. Hubbal Masakin said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah, when he loves somebody, he puts these qualities into a person. He abandons the sins and he loves the poor. He loves the creation of Allah, the makhluk of Allah. Tell me, when those prisoners will have been released, and there's no one to ask about them, no one to care for them, they'll been in jail, prison for years. And you know the hal when a person's inside. And what was their crime? Somebody's visa expired 2 days late. Somebody did this. There's minor actions, minor petty crimes. They've been inside for days, months, years, and their children, the bad situation, families at home. When they've been told you're forgiven, released, here's your ticket, here's the plane, go home. Tell me the dua that will come out for that person who assisted the release. Imagine the dua that will come out. That Allah could release them automatically, but Allah Ta'ala prepares why a person Allah Ta'ala wants to see. The who is there from amongst my creation, who most definitely is deserved that he should be given paradise. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, this becomes a habit. Today you start keeping a fast, nafal fast, it will become your habit. Getting back in the morning, and eating in the evening, breaking the fast in the evening. You haven't achieved anything. Praying tahajjud, you'll become habitual. You'll wake up in the morning early, pray tahajjud. Doing hajj, you'll become regular. It's a holiday. Going on hajj, the enjoyment. Hajj days is holidays, enjoyment. All of this. But this action, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. No normal person can do. Only that person can do who Allah Ta'ala loves. Allahu Akbar. This is dalil proof. Hubbal masakin. Allah says when his tawbah is accepted, then these signs come to a person's life. The walis of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala says, the creation of Allah, that person starts to love the creation of Allah. Remember hadith? And then I conclude after this hadith. There's a hadith in Bayhaqi, alhamdulillah. Look here now, look at the reward. And hundreds and thousands of hajj stay behind the reward of this great deed. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of prostrations stray behind. But when a human being helps another human being, Allahu Akbar, we're talking about insana, not necessarily Muslim, any human being, when he assists another human being, helps, a G pointer, imdad, help, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person the reward of 73 times over forgiveness. How many? 73. Tell me, on any worship action, has Allah given this reward? Show me one hadith. I'm not a scholar, but I say with my deep-rooted desire and passion that until today I've not read any hadith with this reward. That Allah says, I am forgiving you. Allah says, do this, I forgive you. Do this, I forgive you. But 70. Allah says himself, that don't think that there's not 70, sorry, 73. 73. Allah knows best why he said this. How many times over does Allah forgive that person? 73. Not 70, 73. And the figures that Allah Ta'ala has announced, they have hikmah within them. 73. So 73 maghfirah, as Allah says, are right. And don't think Allah Ta'ala says that the 73 times over forgiveness this person will get. That for this person, a human being, Allah says, my once forgiving that person is enough to fulfill all the needs of that person in this world and the hereafter. Allah says himself, that I don't need to give him 73 times forgiveness. One times a person attains forgiveness, his deen, dunya, world, hereafter, everything he needs in this world and hereafter is achieved and complete. So there are 72 remaining announcements of forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala gives the reward. Imagine that in the dunya, is there anything left that he doesn't need then? There's nothing left. He's got everything. Allah says in this dunya is nothing. One forgiveness of Allah is enough to fulfill the requirements of our whole life in this world. So the remaining 72, what will happen with them? Allah says the remaining 72 multiplication of forgiveness, you will not utilize that in this world. If you want to see the effect of that reward, you will see your darajat and levels in the hereafter in paradise with those 72 forgiveness. Subhanallah. What did that person do to attain 73 times of forgiveness? All he did was that there was a person and he realized he's hungry. There's a person, somebody, somewhere, he's hungry. He realized he doesn't have food. He doesn't have bread. There was a person, he was ill. He was ill. What could he do? He had cancer. I tell you about imdad, helping. Imdad, everybody is in need. Not just a poor person you will help. You look for a poor person to help that person. No, no. Many rich people have need. That they're stuck in some problem, or they have a mental illness, or mental problems, or they have problems in the world, many stresses or burdens. Every person who's ill or has stress is in need, is desperately in need. Recognize Allah Ta'ala's power. Allah says, doesn't matter how high you are in the world, maybe, monetarily or status-wise, but you are still dependent until you come to Ghani, Allah. So everyone in the world is desperate, in need, who needs help or assistance. Nobody is there who doesn't need help. Now we say, oh, this person is rich. Ask the person who's rich, what does he need? Assistance. So everyone's in need. What's our fard? That anybody, any insan, any being, if you see someone has a need for anything, for health, or he's ill, or he needs assistance, and if somebody knows that somebody else needs assistance, but you don't have the capacity to fulfill that person's need, maybe you don't. So I start from the lowest level of help that you could give to someone. Okay, so how, if you, for example, can't help a person, you don't have money. Let's say somebody needs wealth, money. You don't have money to give to someone. Or somebody is severely ill, he's got cancer. You can't cure his cancer, can you? You can't give him the remedy. You can't assist that person, can you? Directly. So I'll tell you a method now. Shall I tell you the method? You'll give dua such a method. I'll tell you, my friends, such a method. That 73 maghfirah you will receive, subhanAllah. This is a great deal that we are going through today. Dua for me, definitely. That Allah Ta'ala forgives me. Please do dua for me. 73 reward for today. You'll get the luggage of 73 times forgiveness from Allah. And I'm telling you, the lowest level of assistance you can give to someone. That if a human being hears the problem of another person, and after hearing that person's problem, you don't have the capacity, the capability or ability to help that person, to take him out of his predicament, then at least you can raise your hands and do dua, that Allah, please fulfill this person's need and take him out of his problem. You will get the same 73 times forgiveness from Allah, reward. Subhanallah. What a great path. What a great solution. But because we haven't done tawbah, we haven't repented, we don't have the effects of tawbah in our lives, I say with guarantee, how many people did you do dua for today? How many people? Did you do dua for anyone? I pray salam, Chaudhary sahab, I'm Haji sahab, I'm Ghazi, I've done this and that, and I'm a Zakir, I've done dhikr, I'm Sufi sahab, everyone Sufi sahab. Oh, servants of Allah, oh Sufis, don't you see the creation of Allah around you? Are you the greatest? Are you the best? Are you most noble? Yes, I tell you the truth. When did this subject of today's discussion come to my mind? After Maghrib Salah. I tell you the truth. After Maghrib, during Maghrib Salah, after Maghrib Salah, Mulana Sahab did a dua. I tell you the whole reason why this subject matter came to my mind. My batin opened up. When we sit down, our eyes should be open, our mind should be open, our heart should be alert. I'll do dua that Allah open the doors of our hereafter open for us. That all these words I'm explaining to you, that this is the meaning and the reflection and the conclusion of this. Look, I'm thinking with my senses. Everyone was silent, doing dua. Mulana Sahab did a dua. There's a person, he's had an operation today, a heart operation or some other operation. He's a musalli. I can't remember the whole dua now. And all you musallis brothers, please do dua for him, said Mulana Sahab, so that his operation can be a success. That's it. And I suddenly shook up inside, I jolted inside, I was shaken. Suddenly this hadith came into my mind, the whole meaning of this hadith, Allahu Akbar. The 73 times over, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. We have no link with that person, we are unrelated to that person, we can't help him get rid of his illness, but at least we can do this, that we can raise a hand and do dua. Allah, you are the merciful Rahim. You do, Allah, please take away his illness from him, give him solution, give him good health. And we've assisted that person, helped him, if we've done the dua for him. And point number two. So do you remember the first point you promised? What was your promise number one? Do you remember? What was promise number one? Mulana Sahab, what was the promise you made? What was it? What was the promise that I took from you in the beginning? Have you forgotten? The, for your mother and father, do the dua for their forgiveness. Yes. And the second promise? Yes. Everything's clear. Yes, I'm just elevating your rank, your status. The second action we need to do, that we, in every day, we need to seek opportunities. Somebody's ill, somebody's got a problem, difficulty. If we can practically help him, then we help that person. That if someone needs money, you've got money, give that person money. If somebody needs funds, you don't have money to give to that person, monetarily you can assist, then do dua for that person. Pray for that person. But our day should not pass empty-handed. Every day we should attain 73 times forgiveness from Allah. Say subhanAllah. Will you do this, brothers? Say subhanAllah. And the third message of today, all of you have done bayah, mashallah, you've done tawbah. What is the meaning of bayah? Repentance. You put your hand in the hand of the shaykh and have those qualities come into our lives. Speak honestly, truthfully. Have these qualities come into our life? Have we become tayyibat? Do we feel inside that we're pure? Number two. Have we started to abandon sins? Yeah? Have we started to do that? Have we done tarak al-munkarat? And number three, that do we have love with the makhluk, the creation of Allah? Creatures, makhluk is everyone, not just humans. We have the pigeons and sparrows and birds and even the fly. You'll have so much love with the creation that even if an insect is crawling past, you'll have to think, should I hit this insect or not? Subhanallah, you have to think about it. You have to think twice. You have to think, why should I hit or kill this insect? What do? We go like that. Bang, we put up shoes. Oh, hit that. Kill that insect. Kill him, kill him. Mardo, mardo. We should think, how is he affecting me? Is he going to hurt me? He's not going to cut me. I saw my Hazrat Sahib, Allahu Akbar, the walis of Allah, that it was a snake or a scorpion, and we sit there in the village, on the dusty floor, and the creature came, we were doing maraqba dhikr, and Hazrat Sahib took it with ease, the creature, picked it up with a hand, and they put it to the side and let it go. And so much ease and with love. And I was sat there and people were watching, subhanAllah, with ease and with love. Hazrat Sahib would say, and once Hazrat Sahib was a passenger on a horse cart, and the owner of the horse cart, there were two other passengers, and the horse cart owner, I didn't know the Wali Allah is sitting there. They don't know there's a Wali Allah. There's no horns on the Wali Allah, is there? They don't have horns coming out of their head. The Wali Allah, he didn't say, I'm a Wali Allah, and he cannot say, can he? He doesn't say, whoever says I'm a Wali Allah, he cannot be a Wali Allah, can he? Friend of Allah. Never does a Wali Allah say, I'm a Wali Allah, friend of Allah, look at me, I'm a Wali Allah sitting, come to me, accept me, glorify me. He's not, he doesn't feel he is. So how can he say, he never thinks he's a Wali, astaghfirullah. So, he whipped his horse, the horse car owner. Why are you not galloping faster? You see with this in Pakistan, India, then he whipped it again, and the Hazrat Sahib couldn't take that. Hazrat Sahib said, Babu, why do you hit your horse in his dialect? He said this, look what you're doing. He's at least still, he's riding. And why you don't even give him that much food, the amount you're hitting him. He looked back, he said, have pity on the horse. He cannot speak. You keep on hitting the horse. Don't do this. Don't oppress the horse, the poor horse. No. Don't hit the horse. Don't hit the horse. So he took, and the passengers disembarked, and he asked others, who is this man? Well, Hazrat Sahib, he said, I want to meet him. They said, oh, he's a fakir, Wali Allah. He said, where does he live? He said, in Garaj Sharif, they said. In his village. So the horse car owner, he got there to Garaj Sharif. He asked for forgiveness, put his hands together and said, Hazrat, please give me bayah. I want to repent. I've understood you're a Wali Allah and I want to repent. The person who loves Allah's creatures and creation so much, then imagine how much he must love Allah. Imagine. Yes, tajalliyat, that they can see the tajalliyat of Allah. You can see in them. You can see in them. The ism izad, the name of Allah, they recite all day long. And remember, Allah Ta'ala's presence is everywhere. Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat are everywhere. Allah Ta'ala's qualities, and you can see them everywhere. And when the heart of the Wali of Allah opens up, expands, and becomes Arif Billah, then the tajalliyat Rabbani is what you see in that person. So I conclude what I was saying, beautiful points, and we discussed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we can do tawbah, repent. We do such a tawbah that we are sad if we haven't done tawbah. If we haven't, then we need to revive our tawbah. That Allah, I'm lacking these qualities. Let's seek forgiveness from Allah. Why have I deceived myself? I should do true tawbah, honest tawbah. That Allah, put the good qualities in me so I can be pure inside. So I can start rejecting the sins, abandoning the sins, and so that I start loving your makhluk, your creation. And tatuba alayya, so that my tawbah becomes accepted. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawbah like this. Amin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Vazoniyati anvati kamazul daidana ibrahima inna gumilum jeev vasallim tusliman daiman avadam gadirum gadirum gadira allahumma fillana zunubana wazulmana vahazana vajandana vahatmana vahamanana كل ذلك إننا اللهم ربنا آتنا من دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أقنا عذاب القبر أقنا عذاب الحشر أقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya musawwiral qulubi sawwir qulubana ala ta'atika. Allahumma thabbitna 'alal iman wa amitna على الإيمان وهشم يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم إنا لأمراء الموت. اللهم إنا لأمراء الموت. اللهم إنا لأمراء الموت وسكرات الموت. اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال. يا قاضي الحاجات اكحاجاتنا. يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا. يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا. يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. جس کے لیے دعا مانگی تھی اسے آپ ان کا آپریشن ہوا ہے بالکل پلیز سب دعا کریں. اللہ پاک ان سے وافیت نصیب فرمائے.
یا شافی المراد اشفا مرادنا. اللهم عافنا بی بدنی. اللهم عافنا بی سمی. اللهم عافنا في بصري. لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أنقذ همهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. الله يا منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.